So we're in our series on practice gratitude, thinking about how gratitude and living a life of gratitude and thankfulness relates to our practice of faith and to our practice of giving. And last week we talked about how gratitude is a faithful response to God's grace. It is an act of faith to live in gratitude and to practice that life as we practice all of our faith through practical ways such as regular giving to show gratitude. And we're going to take off here from where we finished, where I was saying that it's not just about a faith, about faith, but like all of our faith, it's the way that we were designed to live. It's the way that God has made us to live. And this week we're looking at Paul's words in Colossians in his letter that he has written in chapter 3. And I'm just reading a short portion of a really long discussion about that life in Christ, the life that we are called to live and the life that is well and healthy for us to live. And I'm just going to read this one short portion at the end of this, starting in verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another with in all wisdom and with gratitude in your hearts. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of Jesus, the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So my title this morning is coming out of verse 16. Our call is to live a life of gratitude in your hearts with singing, the way that it's described, is a life of song, psalms, hymns, spiritual songs to God. Now, the title itself is a quote from a Jimmy Buffett song, Living My Life Like a Song. Jimmy Buffett says in one of his lesser known songs, it's a strange situation, wild occupation, living my life like a song. And what Jimmy means by that, if you know much about him, is that he does live his life like the songs that he sings, and sings songs about the life that he lives, right? He lives a life of wild and free, a life that is appreciative of the story of the people that he encounters and the stories that they live and they tell, a life of sailing and flying, a life of oceans and islands, beer and oysters. But as Eugenia read for us, and the writer of Ecclesiastes declares these things of worldly pleasure are fleeting. They're fickle. They will eventually bring you down. Instead, as the writer declares, we're called to live the life that God has designed for us, the toil, it says, that God has given to us. And that toil is meant to bring our gratitude and our full and satisfied life, a life that we can be thankful for. So the songs, we are called to live our life like a song, but it's different songs. Not Jimmy Buffett songs, but psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And we joke at our house that there's a song for everything. Well, there's a psalm for everything, too. If you want to celebrate, Psalm 96. Comfort, Psalm 23. Wonder, Psalm 8. Change, Psalm 139. Endurance in a time of pain, Psalm 59. We are meant to live a life that is immersed in the psalms, the hymns, and the spiritual songs that call us into this sense of living in Jesus Christ. Being immersed in these songs means learning to live like Jesus. Throughout Colossians there, Paul describes this in several different ways, this idea of living your life like these songs. He says, you live clothed in Christ. He says, we live hidden in Christ. And then in the part we read today, he says, let God's word dwell in you richly. So there is this sense of being covered in Christ and the sense of Christ living inside of you. And you found, this is kind of amazing, that the word for gratitude there, the word that it says in verse 17, whatever you do in word and deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks. Do everything, giving thanks. That word in Greek is Eucharisto, which we don't really generally refer to communion as Eucharist, but you will find in the broader Christian tradition throughout the years, and so the Episcopal churches and the Catholic churches call our communion Eucharist, coming from this same Greek word, to give thanks. So being clothed in Christ, Christ living in us, is all tied together with the Eucharist, the gift that Jesus has given us, the Lord's Supper. And we start that each time we pray and work together, we say the great thanksgiving. That's the prayer that we pray. So it's our regular practice of giving thanks. It's our regular practice that we do every month, and in some traditions they do every week, of practicing what it means to give thanks to Jesus and remember and live in a way that is gratitude and thankful. And this happens to us in the communion, we believe, because we believe that Jesus is truly and really present in and through the bread and the wine that we share. We believe first that Christ is in us, dwelling in us richly through the meal that we eat. Second, we believe that as we come together in communion, we share gratitude. Gratitude for what Jesus has done for us, and gratitude for the chance to be together and to share in this meal, in this body of Christ. And third, we declare each time we come to the table, I say to you, we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering, in praise and thanksgiving, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ is died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. This is our practice. This is our practice of faith that reminds us each time we come to, as Paul simply declares in verse 15, be thankful. In the Greek it says, be Eucharistic. Be our whole lives our offering. Our whole lives are called to live in thanksgiving for the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we are called to work for healing and wholeness, to learn how to live sacrificing for love of others, and to learn to declare the hope of the resurrection as we face things that are difficult. things that are hard, things that are pain and suffering. Because we look beyond the trivializations of this life, the things that bring us down, that one day might make us grateful and other days might make us sad. And when we construct a life where we want to do everything in Jesus' name, well, it takes practice every day, and it takes commitment. Today is our Pledge Sunday. We are committing to practicing our gratitude through our giving in this next year. It's the gift that we offer, the church as a body offers to you as a way to practice living Eucharistically through the next year. But that's not the only way. There are lots of ways to live in this way, to practice living in this way, so that when life deals you the kind of things that life gives you, as the writer of Ecclesiastes talks, when life is difficult and hard and toil, you are still prepared to give thanks for the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So Christine Arani Sine gives the advice for you as you practice your gratitude and you come up with things that you want to do on a daily basis to help you practice living Eucharistically. Keep it simple. Make it meaningful. And stick to it. Simple way to think about the practice. The practice of living in gratitude. Now, as it comes to our daily living, it actually probably gets a little more difficult, right? Because there are lots of things that we fill our lives with that we are not grateful for and that do not make us grateful. And so it takes tough decisions, tough commitment. If you have committed to live in this way, you have to make tough choices about what your work is, how you spend your time, what kind of activities your kids do, what ways that you choose to live and spend your time. But as you make these tough choices and you practice gratitude and living and serving Jesus Christ and declaring His life and death and resurrection all throughout your days and weeks and years, you can have confidence that if you do everything in the name of Jesus Christ, you are doing it in the name of the King. Today is also Christ the King Sunday, the Sunday that we remember that Christ has overcome the world. And that when pain and suffering comes our way, we make these tough decisions and somebody judges us for it, we remember that we are living in the name of the King, the one who has overcome all and the one in whose hope we place everything, because we know that there is more to life than just what we see here. So it is that we take on this strange situation, this wild occupation of living our life like a song. And Paul says we will no longer be controlled by passions and evil. I think that just means we'll fuss a little less. A little less fussing about the traffic. A little less fussing about all the activities. A little less fussing about things that you see out there in the world that you don't like. Because we will have peace, harmony, unity in our diversity. Compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, and forgiveness. As we live a life of Eucharist, a life of gratitude, a life that declares the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's a beautiful song.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.